Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How's it going, everybody? Happy Thanksgiving, yeah.
So, obviously, very quick start. There's really both sides of the ball, but for you guys, especially on offense, it was a kind of a necessary, you had to get off to a good start tonight.
Well, I mean, our defense came out. They forced a three and out right away. Special teams did a great job with pinning them down inside the 20, I believe. And that's just the type of complementary football that we need to play. Coach McDermott preaches it all the time. Our guys did that, and that's why you see such a high-level execution when all three phases are firing and doing what they're supposed to do. You know, it was a good night, you know, getting the victory by any means. Still some things to clean up, and we'll look at that on tape and learn from it. But happy for how our guys responded from, you know, a short week and a tough loss on Sunday. And, you know, as you can hear, the music's loud and guys are celebrating a little bit. And you know, it's hard to win in this league. You know, we're not going to apologize for winning the way we do. And happy that our guys came out and played the way they did.
We talk a lot about you getting the ball to Diggs. And you know you want to get it to him. They know you want to get it to him. To see the plays he made for you tonight, what did it do for your offense? What did it do for the whole team tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's the type of player he is. He's extremely special. When the ball's in his hands, just running after catch, making guys miss. Obviously, when the ball's in the air, he does a great job of tracking it and making plays for us. And teams have to respect it. And, you know, I'm glad we got some running game going tonight and forcing them to kind of give us some different looks that maybe that they weren't expecting. And, you know, Diggs took advantage of it and just trying to get him the ball. But I think, again, all of our guys. You know, I don't know if there's a whole bunch of opportunities down the field, but being crisp in their routes, being smart, finding zones, Cole Beasley, E making some great catches, obviously Gabe making some unbelievable plays as well, and that's just kind of what we expect from him. And, you know, we're going to need everybody going forward, and we got to start stacking wins.
Josh, they showed a replay on TV of the Diggs touchdown, the route that he ran. I don't know if that's guardable by anybody in the NFL. What do you see on that play, and what is that route called? And what, I mean,
Diggs get open, basically. No, he's a route technician. I think everybody knows that. I don't know what you're supposed to do when you're out there with him, because he's very smart with the way that he sets you up, and the quickness and the speed that he kind of gets out of his cuts. It's pretty unbelievable. So I saw him open. I just tried to get it to him as quickly as possible before he got out too wide. So see open, throw open, and he made a great play.
You had a couple of games this year without Dawson. What changes on offense when he is on the field, and what's it like seeing him continue to, you know, have this tremendous season?
Yeah, I mean, he continues to get better when the ball's in the air, especially just making plays on the football. He's going to be bigger than most DBs and faster than most linebackers, and shoot, maybe even faster than most DBs. I mean, he's got unreal athleticism, and he's putting it together right now. It's really fun to be playing with him. On top of that, he's just a great person off the field as well, and just you see the type of man that he is, and it's a guy that you want to play with, because he's going to give you the respect that you want to give him, and he's just an awesome teammate.
The fourth and two play after his second touchdown was wiped out at the end of the half.
He made a great play. I put the ball in harm's way a little bit too much there, and fortunately he came down with it. And I know we had a couple guys out down the field, but again, there's a few mistakes that we need to clean up, and some things that can happen. But again, we'll focus on that in this next week.
On the fourth down, got the touchdown. You had a couple plays in the last few weeks where you punted once, fourth and short, you kicked a field goal, fourth and short. Is that a sign of faith? I mean, you know, Sean has a lot of faith in you guys, but and you
feel that at all when they're getting that opportunity and you make the play like that?
Absolutely. You want coach to have supreme faith in you, especially fourth down situations where, analytics say one thing, but sometimes the coach's gut says another thing, and hopefully he sides with us more often than not, because we got guys that want to make plays, and I'm one of those guys included that just want to do everything I can for this team. So, I'm thankful that he let us go for it there.
Josh, you were a little more involved in the run game type yourself. Was that partially based on watching what the Eagles did with them last week, where they had Ertz involved with them?
I think we took a couple things for them, especially it being such a short week. Just finding some things that worked for them and just trying to incorporate it into our game plan. But it's really just base stuff that we've had for a long time that we just kind of threw back in. And I think Coach Dable did a great job of sprinkling those in when he did.
Josh, can you explain the standard that you guys have? Because it seems like even after your big wins, when you win by a big margin, there's still a very common theme among you guys and Sean that there's a lot to work on. We are week 12, and you just won another big one, but there's these things. Can you maybe just elaborate on what the standard is and why you haven't had that game despite these big margins?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, Coach always talks about playoff caliber, and that's the team we want to be. Whatever it takes to get into the playoffs to give yourself a chance to win the whole thing. And, again, you can't win the Super Bowl without making the playoffs. The easiest way to get into the playoffs is winning your division, and we got to, like I said, continue to find ways to stack these weeks. And again, every week is a one-game season that we got to look at it that way and find ways to win football games here going forward. But again, it's the pursuit of perfection, that this team, we're not just happy with winning. Again, we want to be the best versions of ourselves. Every day we step into that building, every time we step on the field, we want to be the best teammate, the best player that we can possibly be, and you feel that amongst the guys. And again, it's a great feeling coming into work and having the guys that we have here, having the staff that we have here that just want to continue to get better. And it's a blessing to be around these guys.
What's your reaction, or what do you guys even talk about it, or maybe you personally, when you see those playoff brackets and the Bills are in seventh, meaning it's the last spot, and you've gone from having the standard, like you say, to looking at that and how things can change so quickly?
Again, we don't really focus on that. It's just one game at a time that we can focus on. And we know that we're not going to get in with seven wins. We know that we're not going to not make it with four losses. You know what I'm saying? So we got to continue to find ways to play the best of our abilities as these weeks go by. And we got a long week to kind of look at the next opponent and go on from there.
I know you don't know the details, and it's, but at this point, when a guy like Trey goes out, we always talk about next man up, but it's Trey when he's not on the field. You're so used to having him out there. What he means to the team and how the team responded to him being out tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think one, prayer's up for him. I hope nothing's too serious. And I know all the guys in the locker room are praying for him and hurting with him. Because, again, you can't say a single bad thing about that man. He comes in, he busts his ass every day. He's such a great teammate. He talks to everybody the right way. And he just does the little things well that not many people see, but that's why he's so good, So I'm hoping that, it's not too serious, and whatever the case may be, we got to have guys step up. And I think you guys saw Dane Jackson come in and make some good plays. And, again, we're going to have that going forward. Hey, guys.
Thanks, Josh. Happy New Year. Thank you. See you as well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.